faster, faster.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 22 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Three Americans safely back on U.S. soil. They arrived late last night in Texas after enduring years behind bars in China.
Kai Lee, a New York businessman who served 8 years of a 10-year sentence after being wrongfully detained by the Chinese, charged with espionage. John Leung was arrested in China in 2021 for espionage and sentenced to life in prison after reportedly serving as an FBI informant. And Mark Swedan from Houston, arrested on a business trip to China back in 2012. Charged without evidence of drug possession. He was sentenced to death.
ABC's Perry Russum. A number of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks and appointees have been targeted by bomb threats and swatting attacks. The FBI is investigating. Thousands of Lebanese people are returning to their homes as the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire takes effect. The 60-day truce ends 14 months of fighting. Millions expected to line the parade route in New York City today for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is ABC News. Investigators at JFK Airport are now trying to figure out how a person without a plane ticket made it all the way onto a flight to Paris. She was only discovered when a flight attendant noticed her spending a whole lot of time in the bathroom. Here's ABC's Sonia Rincon.
We asked former commercial pilot J.P. Tristani how this could happen. A stowaway without a boarding pass, getting through at least three checkpoints, and onto a full transatlantic flight on one of the two busiest air travel days of the year.
Even standby passengers just don't get on board. You have to go through the gate agent.
A statement from Delta says nothing is of greater importance than matters of safety and security.
Under arrest in the Bahamas, some of the country's top police officials accused of plotting to smuggle cocaine into the U.S. 13 people busted in all. If you live far enough north, you might be able to see Thanksgiving Northern Lights. Experts say several northern states could get a view tonight into tomorrow morning. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, high temperature around 30 degrees, becoming breezy. West winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Thursday night, blustery cold with stray flurries possible, a low of 14. Friday, partly sunny and colder, a high of 21. Saturday, crisp and sunny, a high of 22. And Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and still colder than normal, a high of 25. Southeast winds are at 4 miles per hour. After an earlier reading of 21, we're at 22 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise on this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, November 28th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
straight and narrow that the saints have traveled on, paved with all the tribulations of the martyrs that have gone. If you're grateful for their victory and for showing us the way, then give thanks for all your blessings. Get on your knees and pray. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. This world of grief and sorrow, filled with selfishness and greed, there remains a glory fountain to supply our every need. You can find it in the temple with the welcome on the door, but be sure to count your blessings before you ask for more. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. Be forgiving to the wayward, like the Master told us to, when he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember, they're your brother. They need your helping hand. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me.
Roy Acuff on this Thanksgiving morning, and thank God. Before that, our national anthem performed by the Statler Brothers. Hello, friends. Phil Nee with you on a Thanksgiving morning. It's kind of quiet out there. I don't see as many vehicles on a holiday like this, but I know there's some still out there getting ready to get it done here today, so we salute you. And if you're getting ready to get it done in the kitchen, well, good luck there as well. We hope all goes well. Don't call me, because I don't have a lot of expertise there. I'm the expert taste tester, but not the cooker. So anyway, good luck and a happy Thanksgiving. This is Michael Peterson.
I was 12 when Daddy said to me, don't take to drinking, boy, that road don't lead nowhere. Don't you ever let me hear you swear, don't you dare. He told me stealing is a lazy man's way, something for nothing leaves you hell to pay. So don't lie, then you can look the whole world in the eye. Honey, I try, but since I met you, girl, I'm breaking every rule. I must confess I'm just a backsliding fool. I wanna drink from your loving cup. Swear I'll never give you a steal. All your kisses underneath the moon. I wanna lie here close to you. Look at what you make me do. Darling, you're the reason why I drink, swear, steal, and lie. I finally faced the fact that I am hooked on you. There's nothing more that I can do. Ain't no use. 'Cause every time I see your angel face, my halo disappears without its rays. I swear, girl, know. I know this ain't exactly how I was raised, but heaven help me, honey, I ain't changing my ways. I wanna drink from your loving cup, swear I'll never give you a steal. All your kisses underneath the moon, I wanna lie here close to you. Look, what do you make me do? Darling, you're the reason why I drink, swear, steal, and lie.
Get a free kids pillow cube pillow with mattress purchase during our Black Friday and Shop Small Saturday sales at A Plus Furniture.
Well, they say there ain't nothing like trying, and I ain't tried everything yet. I ain't kissed all the women I intend to. I petted everyone I'm gonna pet. So the very next good-looking woman that comes along my way, I'll walk right up, take off my hat. This is what I'll say. Are you getting any feed for your chickens? Are you getting any slots for your hogs? Just happens I got lots of garbage, and I sure hate to see a hungry hog. Just thought we might get acquainted, and I really didn't mean no harm. But if you need some feed for your chicken, let's walk on down to my barn. You ain't lived till you done a little loving, and you just as well to face the truth. If you ain't getting lots of turtle loving, you ain't getting any gravel for your goose. Well, they tell me that a while the sun shines, here's a good time to make some hay. So don't let another sun go down before you find a pretty girl and say, are you getting any feed for your chickens? Are you getting any slop for your hogs? Just happens I got lots of garbage, and I sure hate to see a hungry hog. Just thought we might get acquainted, and I really didn't mean no harm. But if you need some feed for your chicken, let's walk on down to my barn. Well, you needn't be afraid to try it. After all, this country's free, and they tell me every man has the right to exercise his liberty. I've had my share of face slapping, but I met lots of chicks that way. If you got lots of corn, just find a girl. This is what you say. Are you getting any feed for your chickens? Are you getting any slop for your hogs? Just happens I got lots of garbage, and I sure hate to see a hungry hog. Just thought we might get acquainted, and I really didn't mean no harm. But if you need something...
Del Reeves on WRCO. If you need any feed for your chickens... Yeah, it's a good day to treat your animals well with an extra special helping. Coming up this weekend, the Weston Music Department will be hosting its 43rd Craft Fair with two gyms full of vendors on Saturday from 8 until 2. There will also be concessions available sponsored by the Weston Sheep Project. And Chris Kindle Market, Christmas in Plain, is coming up Saturday from 3 until 7. You can visit Santa and his animals, enjoy crafts with the elves, a business trivia hunt, horse-drawn carriage rides, a concert by River Valley Community Choir, ho-ho happy hour, and a community tree lighting as well. That's all Saturday in Plain. 5:15. Coming up, we'll share with you some sport headlines on this Thanksgiving morning. Right now, Merle Haggard.
Keeps on hanging on. This feeling isn't leaving, and by now it should be gone. I keep on thinking those thoughts that keep making me want you all the time. I should be trying to find me a way I can drive you from my mind. I know that you wanted to give, and I know that you gave all you could. Wish I could accept what is over and done with for good. But I've got a yearning to hold you tight, a burning desire I live with day and night. Everything I want to lose keeps on hanging on. This feeling isn't leaving, and by now it should be gone. This feeling isn't leaving, and by now it should be gone. I've got a yearning to hold you tight, a burning desire I live with day and night. Everything I want to lose keeps on hanging on. This feeling isn't leaving, and by now it should be gone.
Hey, Pearl from Merle here on The Milk Cow Show. And I've got a yearning. It's 518.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right. Just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. 5:20 the time, an update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. David Joplin scored 27 points, and Cam Jones and Demarius Owens each added 14 to lead number 10 Marquette to a 94-59 win over Stonehill on Wednesday night. Joplin made his first five shots, including 3 three-pointers, and was 10 for 12 from the field. For the Golden Eagles, they get ready to host Western Carolina on Saturday. Darius Johnson made a career-high 8 three-pointers and scored 28 points to lead UCF to an 84-76 victory over UW-Milwaukee. West Virginia knocked off number 3 Gonzaga by a score of 86-78 last evening. Michigan State over North Carolina 94-91, and Michigan beat Xavier 78-53. From the NBA, it was the Clippers winning against Washington 121-96, Orlando 133, Chicago 119, Miami 98, Charlotte 94, Indiana over Portland 121-114, Atlanta 135, Cleveland 124. In overtime, Houston 122, Philadelphia 115. Dallas got the win against New York 129-114, Toronto 119, New Orleans 93. Memphis 131, Detroit 111. Sacramento beat Minnesota 115-104. The Lakers 119, San Antonio 101. Denver 122, Utah 103. Brooklyn 127, Phoenix 117. And Oklahoma City over Golden State 105-101. As always, it's a feast of football today. There is a college game, Memphis at Tulane, tonight. Today in NFL action, it is the Bears playing at Detroit. That's 11:30 for the kickoff time. The Giants play at Dallas. That's a 3:30 kickoff time. And tonight, Miami at chilly Green Bay. And the kickoff time will be at 7:20. That's a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
We hope you're doing well. Brand new forecast from meteorologist Nick Grunseth is in today, and it does include a little bit of precipitation in the forecast. Occasional flurries today in the area and a high of 30. By tonight, a light dusting of snow could be happening. A low of 14 this evening. My goodness. Friday, lingering flurries possible, especially early, and a high of 25 degrees. Right now, we have an east wind at 6 miles per hour, and we're at our overnight low. It is 21 degrees. Well, I need to work up a little bit of room for the big feast today here, so let's work out, shall we? The aerobic polka! Yes! My goodness, that was a smoking aerobic polka right there. That was the Jump River Polka from the Steve Meisner Band. Happy Thanksgiving, one and all. Thanks for joining us. Farm News and Markets will be up in just a little bit. Right now, a vintage cut from Ray Price.
A bright array of city lights, as far as I can see.
With a classic here on the Light in the Milk House show. Phil Nee wishing you the best today. It's currently 21 degrees. When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A key player in the renegotiation of NAFTA will be the next U.S. trade representative. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Plant Pioneer brand corn for a home field advantage and yields that beat the competition. With advanced genetics and traits to combat your toughest challenges, the Pioneer lineup of corn hybrids is your secret to a winning season. Your best year starts here. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Jamison Greer to serve as the next U.S. trade representative. Greer served as former USTR Robert Lighthizer's chief of staff in Trump's first term. Trump says Greer played an integral role in renegotiating NAFTA and replacing it with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Greer also worked with former USTR Lighthizer in all negotiations with Chinese officials through the signing of the Phase 1 trade deal with Beijing. Trump says Greer will focus on reducing the trade deficit and opening export markets around the globe. A farmer and member of the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board says now that the election is over, it's time to get back to creating new trade agreements. Shane Goplin tells Brownfield many countries were hesitant to create new trade deals.
The world was on a wait and see, and it wasn't just the U.S. that had the election this year. It was half of the world's population had elections throughout the world, 7 out of 10 most populous countries.
And that includes neighboring Mexico, who is the number one customer of the United States. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is pushing the Biden administration to step in amid reports Colombia could launch an investigation into U.S. corn subsidies. In a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and Trade Representative Catherine Tai, 39 members of Congress said maintaining market access is critical to farmers. Colombia ranks among the top 5 export markets for U.S. corn annually. The group cited a similar investigation launched by Colombia earlier this year, claiming U.S. milk powder exports were subsidized, and that led to tariffs on U.S. sales of products. A federal judge has blocked enforcement of 2 Arkansas laws prohibiting land ownership by foreign entities. District Judge Christine Baker issued the order after Jones Eagle LLC filed suit against Ag Secretary Wes Ward and Attorney General Tim Griffin. The suit says the act violated the 14th and 5th Amendments. Christine Baker, the chief U.S. District Judge, said the owner of the cryptocurrency mine near DeWitt, Arkansas, presented the act as unconstitutional. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the state will fight the restraining order. A former USDA official and 6-term Wisconsin Assembly member has died. Betty Jo Nelson served in the administration of President George H.W. Bush as administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service within USDA. In 1992, she was nominated to serve as Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Food and Consumer Services. Her funeral will be Monday in Milwaukee. She was 89. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Check-Off Check-In.
Farmer and Corn Promotion Board member Shane Goplin joins us. When you mention corn in all forms, it's not just the grain. Sometimes you're dealing with pork and poultry and beef.
Well, and that's exactly right. You say corn exports. Well, you get raw corn. Yes, we export that to China as a country, no doubt about it. And Colombia is a number 4 export market for us. And Mexico has always been number 1, and Canada as well. We look at the products that are from corn, whether it's ethanol, poultry, cooking ethanol to Africa. There's very diverse markets, and that's where we're fortunate to have organizations like the United States Grains Council that have boots on the ground all over the world. Are the profit levels as much as we would like to see this year? No, absolutely not. But if you could imagine where they would be if we didn't have somebody fighting on our behalf to find new emerging markets.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
A solid day for Durant Cash Cattle Business and Cash Hogs closed lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Durant Cash Cattle trade activity got underway Wednesday at much higher prices. Live deals in the South are marked at $190, $3 to $4 higher than the previous week's business. Dress deals in the North were marked at $295, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Those are marked for delayed delivery. Look for the rest of the week's business to develop sometime on Friday. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer calves under 700 pounds were uneven from $4 lower to $4 higher, except for 3 weights, which were $20 higher. Heifer calves under 700 pounds were $4 to $8 higher, with spots of $12 higher. Yearling steers were $4 to $8 higher, with yearling heifers not well tested. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. Feeder supply included 55% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 631 pounds, brought $270 to $298. Feeder steers, 766 pounds, brought $267.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 609 to 629 pounds, brought 252.50 to 262.50. Box beef closed lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 31 cents at $3.1126. Select closed $1.19 lower at $2.7430. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors moved decent numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. That's helping provide some price support. However, the industry continues to monitor what's happening on the domestic demand market. Hog weights were up more than a pound on the week, but are still down a pound on the year. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down 40 cents with a weighted average of 87.46. The Iowa Minnesota was 27 cents lower with a weighted average of 87.53. And the Western Corn Belt down 11 cents with a weighted average of 87.11. Pork values closed lower down 221 at 88.94. And estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, even on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, supported by stronger cash business during the session, and lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Cash hogs into the day lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your closing farm break on Brownfield. Cash hogs into the day lower with a light negotiated run. Processors weren't forced to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. That was reflected in the prices. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down 40 cents with a weighted average of 87.46. The Iowa Minnesota was down 27 cents with a weighted average of 87.53. And the Western Corn Belt closed 11 cents lower with a weighted average of 87.71. Pork values were lower, down 221 at 88.94. Bellies, hams, and ribs were all sharply lower. Picnic butts and loins were higher. Taking a look at cash business, it got underway at significantly higher prices. Live deals in the South were marked at $190, $3 to $4 higher than the previous week's business. Dress deals in the North were marked at $295. That's $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. In Nebraska, those deals were marked for delayed delivery. Look for the rest of the week's business to take place sometime after the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, holds slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday at 8:30, featuring a wide range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. As we approach the holiday season, Bloomington Livestock wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving and extends heartfelt thanks to all who have supported them this year. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call 608-994-2020.
Getting credit for reducing a farm's carbon footprint can be a real headache. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back. devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers feel like a mouse in a maze as they try to figure out how to become sustainable and how to get rewarded for doing so. Sahara Moon Chapotin of the Foundation for Food and Agricultural Research in Washington, D.C., reflected on this during the recent Grow New York competition.
What we hear from farmers is it's kind of crazy out there. Everyone's coming up to you with, I've got this verification process and this app you can use. And how do you have any confidence that, one, it'll deliver the information you need to get that value from the market, much less are you actually, you know, having a reduction in emissions?
Chapotin says there's a lot riding on choosing the best path to sustainability.
We don't want to be adopting these technologies if they're not actually going to be solving the problem. We need to be extraordinarily careful, because if we set up a system that rewards the wrong practice because our measurements weren't good, we're not going to be taking carbon out of the atmosphere. I mean, that's what this is all about, right? We want to do it in a way that brings those additional benefits to farmers in terms of increased production and so forth. But fundamentally, we are trying to solve that problem, and we have to get it right.
Tomorrow, some dairy-specific concerns along these lines of achieving farm sustainability. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune with Timsek Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Good sale last week. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Reminder, we are closed November 28th and we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Watch for upcoming online only auctions. We have plenty coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Flu shots for dairy cows? Maybe. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Animal Health Commissioner for the Kansas Department of Agriculture says a vaccine could be available soon to guard against H5N1 in dairy cattle. Justin Smith tells Brownfield,
it's not available yet. It hasn't been proven. Its efficacy yet hasn't been proven, but we're on the way.
Brownfield interviewed Smith during the Kansas Livestock Association Convention in Manhattan, Kansas. Teaching people how to safely move cattle is a little easier thanks to a free training tool. Jennifer Van Oss is an assistant professor and animal care extension specialist at the University of Wisconsin. She tells Brownfield a free game application for smartphones helps teach people the safe way to move cattle. It's called Moving Cows and is being used by new and experienced farm workers.
We had about 14,000 downloads worldwide in over 100 countries, which is really fun to see. So right now it's only available in English and Spanish, but it would be really great in the future if we could have it available in other languages too.
Van Oss says university staff, programmers, and farmers work to make Moving Cows a realistic training tool.
We had a lot of input all along the way, and it was really this collaborative effort, so the game wouldn't be what it is without that farmer input.
Moving Cows was developed with funding from Wisconsin's Dairy Innovation Hub and is a free download for Apple and Android devices. Cash dairy prices were higher except cheese Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices up 2 cents at 71 cents with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 5 1/4 cents at 164 1/4, just one sale. Barrels went down 3 1/2 cents to 160 1/2 with six sales. Butter up 3/4 cents to 249 1/4, just one sale. Non-fat dry milk up 0.5 cents to 139 1/2 with five sales. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange will be closed for Thanksgiving. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The Family Thrift Shop is sending a big thank you to all the volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success. This season of giving, they're celebrating with a half-off sale on everything Thanksgiving through November 30th. Stock up on fall decorations and everything you need to set a beautiful holiday table. Follow them on Facebook for updates, silent auctions, and more. Donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. Located at 120 South Main Street, your shopping and donations stay local, supporting nonprofits right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
A high of 30 today, occasional flurries during the day. There could even be a light dusting of snow. I'm not sure where that came from. Didn't see that yesterday, but poop, all of a sudden, it's tracking this way. Nick Runseth has more coming up in a few minutes on this Thanksgiving morning. It could be a bit windy. 8 to 15 mile-an-hour winds today. Tonight, a low of 14. Lots of things to be thankful for today on Thanksgiving. Maybe you're thankful for your blue suede shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off.
Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two, as much as I love waking up next to you. You make the coffee, I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9.
Fargo on WRCO, the happiest girl in the whole USA. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll check out weather details. It's not a warm and fuzzy forecast, that's for sure.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Hello from the Creative Outlet. Our Small Business Friday and Saturday sale is 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV & Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Homeownership is the American dream, and USA Mortgage is there to help you with that dream. They offer zero down loans with USDA, WIDA, and VA. They offer low money down loans with a conventional loan for first-time homebuyers, starting at 3% down. FHA is the most lenient loan, allowing them to possibly approve you with a credit score as low as 580 and 3.5% down payment. Quit worrying, quit renting, and start the homeownership journey with Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. 608-604-5068.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.
serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you and your family and friends have a wonderful day, and I can't help but say it, go Pat, go, as they play this evening, taking on the Miami Dolphins. It'll be a good day to cozy up inside around family and friends and for the football game this evening, as temperatures are going to be in the 20s to near 30 degrees for the next several days and some chilly overnight lows. So breaking it down for Thanksgiving Day, cloudy with occasional flurries during the day. Near the evening, may have some light snow showers pass through the area with a light dusting possible. Highs today around 30, northwest winds 8 to 15, gusting up to 20. And then later this evening and tonight, occasional light snow is possible with minor accumulations ranging from a light dusting to as much as a quarter of an inch in some spots. A low temperature around 14 degrees tonight. West-northwest winds gusting up to 25, so that'll cause some of that snow to blow around. It'll also produce wind chills near 0 degrees. Friday, lingering flurries are possible, especially in the morning. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun during the day, highs around 25, wind chills in the upper single digits to teens. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows around 8, wind chills near 0 overnight. Saturday, mostly sunny, blustery at times, highs around 24 with wind chills in the upper single digits to teens. And Sunday, rounding out the weekend with a mostly sunny sky, highs around 26 and wind chills in the afternoon in the teens. Next week, Monday, a partly cloudy sky, a chance of a few flurries late in the day into that night. At this time, I expect little to no accumulation with highs close to 30. There's a better chance for accumulating snow on Tuesday and Tuesday night. Early indications that we could pick up a couple of inches of snow with a developing system. Of course, that's still several days away and a lot can change. Again, Tuesday into Tuesday night, maybe into early Wednesday, watching for that potential for some accumulating snow and more measurable amounts for the region. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
21 degrees at WRCO Studios today. Yesterday's high was 37. Record high, 65, was set in 1998. Record low, 14 below zero in 1887. Last year's high was 24 and the low, 11. Sunset will occur at 4:28 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:12 for this morning. An east to northeast